We're doing Gemara Brachot, we're up to Yud Gimel Amud Bet, the two dots, about 20 lines from the top. Amar Mar, we said earlier, Rabbi Yoshi Omer, Adkan Mitzvat Kriya, Mikan Beirach Mitzvat Kavanah. The first chapter requires being read, and the second chapter requires being read and also with intent. Maishna Mikan Beirach Mitzvat Kavanah. How come the second chapter requires Kavanah, requires intent? Mishum Dechtiva Levavchem. Because the Torah says these words should be on your heart. Hachanami Aktiva Levavecha. The first chapter also says these words should be on your heart in the single sense. Hachikama, no, what it means in the first chapter is Ad kan mitzvat kriya v'kavanah. What meant when Rav Yoshaya said the first chapter requires reading and the second chapter requires kavanah, what he meant was that the first chapter requires reading with kavanah. Mikan v'elach kavanah b'lo kriya. The second chapter only requires intent but does not require being read audibly. Okay, so then we'll reverse the question. The first chapter says it should be on your heart and you'll say it. The second chapter also says it should be on your heart as you say it. So how do you know that the second chapter doesn't require being read audibly? No, in the second chapter when it says it should be on your heart to say it, it's not talking about the parasha of Shema, it's talking about Torah in general. And this is what the Torah was saying. It says, in the second chapter it says, teach your children to say these words. It's not talking about the words of this parasha. It's talking agmiru banaychu Torah. Teach your children the Torah ki hechi deligru suva. What the Torah is saying there is teach your children the Torah so that they will be able to rattle it off and they will be able to say it easily. That's not a reference to that parasha. So what Rav Yoshai was saying in the first parasha when it says vayu advarim eile al levavecha. V'dibaltabam, these words, the first parasha of Shema, will be on your heart to say them. So that's talking about the first parasha of Shema. It requires being on your heart, it requires focusing when you say, and it requires saying it audibly. V'dibaltabam, and you'll say it. In the second parasha of Shema, what it says is, you teach your children to say it. It's talking about Torah in general. Teach your children so that they will be able to say over Torah. Then when it says, these words will be on your hearts, that's a reference to the second parasha of Shema. It should be on your heart, but you don't necessarily have to say it audibly. Tanu Rabbanan. So again, none of this is halacha. There are many opinions here, and different opinions are ruled. We didn't go into halacha here, but that's Rav Yoshaya's opinion in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we have a braisa. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the first verse. Ad kan tzicha kavanat alev divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, only this first verse requires kavanah, requires intent. Amar Rava halacha ki Rabbi Meir. Rava says the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. You only have to have intent on the first pasuk. Wow. Tanya Sumchus Omer, we have a braisa. Sumchus says, Kol amarich be'echad, whoever prolongs the reading of echad, marichin lo yamav vishnotav, they'll prolong his days and years. Amar Ravacha bar Yaakov uvedalet. Ravacha bar Yaakov says, on the dalet. When you say echad, this is the proof that they bring that the pronunciation should be like the Yemenites and the ancient Germanic Jews used to pronounce it. Echad. That the dalet is like a th in English. And that you could prolong. Our dalet, which is d, you can't prolong it. Echad. How long can you prolong that? That's it. You can't make a d sound long. But if it's a th sound, if the ancient dalet was like the Yemenites do it with a th sound, so you could say echad as long as you want. You could prolong that sound. Rav Ashi says you have to be careful if you're going to prolong the dalet not to swallow the ches. Don't make it a chvv and you swallowed the ches. Rav Yirmiya was sitting as a student in front of Rav Chiya Baraba. Chazidav marich tuba. So Rav Chiya Baraba saw that Rav Yirmiya was saying his dalet extra long. They say it gives you a long life, so he was prolonging it. Amar lei, so he told him, nah, no one meant to say it that long. The whole point is that as you make the dalet longer, you have in mind God is singular in his rulership over the heavens beneath and the four sides. How long does that take? A second? 2 seconds? That's what we mean. Prolong the dalet so that you could have proper intent in that first pasuk. Don't go on for 5 minutes. No, that's not what we meant. Just so long as you can have that focus. So that's what he taught him. Amar Rav Natan Bar Maruk v'Amar Rav Yehuda, Al Levavecha B'Amida. He says that Al Levavecha has to be said standing. You think just those words? No, but it means when you start Shema, till you reach the point that says on your heart, you should be standing when you say it. Mikan ve'ilach lo. But from there onward, you don't have to be standing. Rabbi Yochanan amar kol ha'parsha kula ba'amida. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole parsha should be said standing. Ba'azda Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei. Rabbi Yochanan, this is his own reasoning. Da'amar Rabba Bar Chana amar Rabbi Yochanan halcha ka'ama kerav acha she'amar mishum Rabbi Yehuda, that the first parsha until ad levavecha cannot be said while you're walking, even though technically Beis Hillel permits you to be walking when you say Shema. That's only until after ad levavecha. But the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ve'avta'at Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha, V'ayu adorim ha'el Hashem Elokim tzevcha hayom al levavecha. The first two and a half pasukim have to be said, the first three pasukim have to be said standing. You can't be walking or doing, carrying your load. We didn't include Baruch Shem. First three, I guess that makes it the first four sentences. You can't be busy doing something else. The rest of Shema, we go like Beis Hillel, which say, you could be walking when you read it, you could be standing, you could be sitting. You can do it however is respectable. But the first part, that has to be said standing.